Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be in this beautiful, wonderful, amazing planet of ours. You are the inspired and the inspiration, and this is another Wisdom Wednesday of Inspired Living Radio. We're going to have a fun show today. For the next 60 minutes, I'm going to be sharing a little bit of my path with using hemp oil, CBD oil, talking about the history of hemp, talking about the benefits of using it, and just sharing some fun facts with you about the amazing and ancient plant of hemp. I am your host today, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, and I am here in Seattle, Washington, broadcasting live from my Healing and Prospecting studio. And if you want to work with me and do a little of your own spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual gold, please visit me at marklanehart.com. You can also do an internet search for the Intuitive Prospector. And I am broadcasting solo today because my beautiful, wonderful co-host, Kim Thalken, founder of Love First, is actually traveling to the West Coast. She has a bi-coastal practice both in Richmond, Virginia, and also in Encino, California. And she does a lot of beautiful work. And if you want to work with Kim directly, she'll be back next week live on the air with me. So just giving you a shout out, Kim. Hoping you're enjoying that California weather for the next few weeks while you're down there. And we'll miss you today, but we'll be back next week for another fun show of Inspired Living Radio. You can visit Kim's site at lovefirst.info. You can also find Kim, along with myself, at Best American Psychics and Best Psychic Directory, where we've been tested several times on the spiritual work that we do. And check out Kim's work, because she does amazing work for spirit, and you will get a lot of benefit from working with her. So today I want to start off the show with a quote. And, you know, in doing my research and doing my understanding, being a student of life, understanding the journey of the hemp plant, for those of you that are listening today, I just want to give you a shout out. Thanks for taking your lunch hour or your dinner hour, wherever you may be in the world, because we do have a global audience of inspired listeners. I want to just say thank you. Thank you for hanging out. Thank you for finding interest in what we do. Each week we do try to bring shows to the air that are that'll inform you, inspire you, guide you, get you thinking outside the box, especially in this day and age. There's a lot of chaos and negative things going on in the world, so we as light workers try to flip script and bring positivity and things that will inspire you and connect you and heal you. And that's what this show and that's what this format is all about. And we've been doing this for three seasons, so this is the third season of Inspired Living Radio. So one of the quotes that I was going to open the show with is he used to say this: two of my favorite things are sitting on my front porch smoking a pipe or sweet hemp and playing my Horner harmonica. And that's the great President Abraham Lincoln that said that. So we're going to be talking about some of the famous people that have used the hemp plant. And I know, again, for some of you, when you hear hemp, you automatically think marijuana or getting a psychoactive high. And that's actually a lot different than what I'm going to be talking about the hemp plant today. Because it's actually for your health. It's actually for many different conditions, health conditions that you may be suffering from. We're going to talk about homeostasis and what that is. We're going to be talking about a little bit of the history and why the hemp plant went away at the first part of the century, around 1930s into the 1937, and why now it's coming back in a big way, or what I say, it's hempening, or the green rush is coming. And if you want to get on board, I'm going to give you some sites to check out and give you some information that will inspire you and get you on a path to being healthy, because at the end of the day, your health is your wealth, and that's the thing that matters first and foremost. So if you want to call in, I will be taking calls. If you have questions about the hemp plant, I would be happy to have an on-air discussion with you. I may not know all the answers. Like I said, my journey into hemp oil began about 9 months ago with the hemp pill that my naturopath had prescribed to me. But I definitely have a lot of resources and a lot more knowledge and education as I have researched for several years on the hemp plant. But if you want to call in, the phone lines will be open. That live call-in for the United States is 1-202-570-7057. For our international callers, the international charges may apply if you're calling from outside of the United States. If you want to not get on the air with me, you can post a question to our Facebook page. That is our main social media page called Inspired Living Radio. It is a closed page. It's a closed community page. But you can ask to join and become one of our inspired listeners all around the globe. And if you do join the Facebook page, please put a little pin. We've got an interactive map now at the very top of the Facebook page where you can actually put a pin on your location, and we like to see the global audience grow. But that number to call in again is 1-202-570-7057, or visit our Facebook page, which is Inspired Living Radio. You can also find us on other social media platforms, including Twitter and Instagram. And on those two pages, you can find us under Inspired For Us. That is the number 4. You can also find us at Google Plus Communities page under Inspired Living Radio. And if you don't catch the live show, which is streaming right now through Ohm Times Radio through the internet, if you do miss the live show, you can catch any of our encore shows throughout the week, and then they go into the podcast format where you can locate them on YouTube, marklanehart.com, SoundCloud, lovefirst.info, Podbean, and iTunes. I would recommend, if you're interested, subscribing to my Intuitive Prospector playlist, which has over 176 videos now, podcasts, 3 seasons of Inspired Living Radio, 2 seasons of Metaphysical Mocha Mondays, hiking videos, diving videos, spiritual awesomeness, as I like to say. So if you want to subscribe to my playlist on YouTube, I'd love to have you come on and be a spiritual prospector, because we have a lot of fun. With every show and every week and every month, we have a positive affirmation that we like to get to. And this month, for the month of June, the Inspired Living positive affirmation is, as gratitude becomes a growing part of my life, so does my happiness. As gratitude becomes a part of my life, so does my happiness. And that is the this month's Inspired Living Radio positive affirmation, and it's actually sponsored by Prime My Body affiliate Hemp Awareness, from soil to oil, and one of the best absorption rated nano enhanced hemp oils on the market, an all natural plant based supplement with no psychoactive highs and legal in all 50 states. From liquid hemp oil, hemp infused skin moisturizer, hemp protein superfood, or a simple liver detoxification system, start achieving your health and wellness goals naturally from the leaves and rootstock of this amazing, healing, and ancient plant, hemp. Your health is your wealth. For more information, please visit awareness.primemybody.com. And that is the sponsor for this month's positive affirmation. So let's talk about the amazing historical plant, hemp, and the difference between THC and CBD, and what does it all mean? Because, like I said, for some of you listening, you hear the word hemp and we automatically go to marijuana and getting high. And there's so much more benefits of the hemp plant that I want to share with you today. And just for the listeners, just want to remind you that I do have a Forest Friday hike coming up. The Forest Friday hikes are all throughout the summer. We get out into the mountains. So if you want to learn about the work that I'm doing, either Forest Friday hikes, I'm going to be at the Conscious Wellness Expo in Kent, Washington this Saturday, where I have a booth. It's the only event expo that I do throughout the year. I'll be doing readings. I'm actually going to also be a featured guest speaker for the event, where I'll be talking about signs, symbols, and synergy of the spirit world. It's a free event, free parking, tons of booths. I think there's over 150 booths. So if you want to come out and you're in the Kent, Washington area, it's at the Kent Commons. I'd love to chat with you, meet you in person, do a reading for you, and do a little spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual goals. Gold. And again, just go to marklanehart.com or internet search the Intuitive Prospector to get all of the event info and what's coming up through the month of June and July. So let's talk about hemp and what the hemp plant is supposed to do. Now, the hemp plant that I'm currently taking, like I said, my journey with hemp began about 9 months ago with the CBD pill that was prescribed to me from my naturopath. And I had taken these pills for a few months and saw a little bit of difference, but the absorption rate of taking a pill, for those of you that take vitamins or take the pill, you know that the pill has to travel down into the stomach, and there in the stomach it's attacked by bile and all the digestive juices, and the pill is broken down so it can be absorbed into the body. About 4 months ago, a good friend of mine and colleague, Mari, who is the owner of Inner Alchemy here in West Seattle, introduced me to a nano-enhanced liquid form of hemp oil. And I call it liquid gold now, and I've actually incorporated it into my spiritual practice and what I do, because part of the journey is education and healing for my clients, you know, whether it's connected to a loved one or giving them a psychic reading or doing some energy healing on them, but also giving them tools that will help with their health. And so I became an affiliate of Prime My Body. My company affiliation is awareness.primemybody.com. And when I started taking the liquid form of the hemp oil, and again, there's a lot of hemp oils out there. I always tell people, do your research and, look at the mission statement of the company. Look at the science behind the hemp oil. Look at the nanotechnology. Look at the absorption rates of hemp and what hemp plant into the body can actually do. And it was about 4 months ago that I switched over and went to the liquid form of this nano-enhanced spray. And I tell you what, guys, I saw a huge difference. Now, it's not going to cure. The hemp oil doesn't cure anything. But what it does is it puts the body into the state of homeostasis. Now, I'm familiar with homeostasis because I'm a certified healthcare provider, and I have been for several years, over 20 years now. And so I understand how the body works. I understand healthy heart living. I understand the nervous system and how the nervous system is actually supposed to work. And what the hemp plant as a dietary supplement does is it puts the body into homeostasis. So for those of you listening right now or those that catch you on Court Show, you can do your own research and just do a search on the internet for homeostasis. And it actually derives from the Greek words for same and steady. And it refers to the process that living things use to actively maintain a fairly stable condition necessary for survival. The term was actually coined in 1930, again, around the same time that the hemp plant started to be lobbied out of the public eye, was around the 1930s until 1937 when a law was enacted, and I'll get into that later here in the show. But the physician, Walter Cannon, and he talked about this in his book from 1930, he actually coined the term of homeostasis, again, Greek words that derive from the word same and steady, and it's a process of living things used to actively maintain a fairly stable condition necessary for survival. And in his book, The Wisdom of the Body, he describes how the human body maintains steady levels of temperature, other vital conditions such as water, salt, sugar, protein, fat, calcium, oxygen contents of the blood, you know, similar process dynamically, which maintains a steady state condition in the earth environment. So all of these put together, he found that when the body is in a homeostasis and using the applications of homeostasis, again, steady and same, the nervous system actually starts to respond better. Instead of, you may have heard the term fight or flight, or fight, flight, or freeze, and the body is always in one of those states, and especially in this day and age, whether you are, browsing the internet, or you turn on the media, or you're talking to a colleague or a friend, everybody just seems to be a little bit more stressed out, a little bit more tense, and the homeostasis is to help you get into that place of being steady, getting you into that place of being more calm. Same, steady, calm, whatever word you want to use. And really the word homeostasis is, it refers to how a person under conflicting stresses, and we're all under conflicting stresses. One of the biggest killer of humans is stress-induced stuff, and there's a lot of it going on. But the homeostasis it refers to how a person under conflicting stresses and motivations can maintain a stable psychological condition. And so it maintains homeostatically if you're in a place of homeostasis. So we always say keep calm and homeostasis on. It maintains its stability despite competing, whether it's political forces, like I said, economical, cultural factors. And it's really a good example in the law of supply and demand, where the interaction of supply and demand keeps market prices reasonably stable. Same with your nervous system and how you balance your nervous system based on your external environments. Again, regulated through temperature, regulated through, you know, all of the things that are vital to our journey here while we're on the planet, you know, oxygen contents of the blood. And so the hemp protein, the hemp plant, is great for getting the body into this state of homeostasis. So what are some of the benefits? And I know we're going to be having a break coming up here in just a few minutes. But what I wanted to talk about in conjunction with not just the hemp oil, I actually incorporated hemp moisturizer into my daily routine, because we are what we absorb. So the toxins that are surrounding us, what we absorb through our breathing, what we absorb through the water we take in, depending on where you're at in the world and listening to this show, you may not even have good, clean drinking water, something a lot of us take for granted. But what we absorb on a daily basis and the toxins, the hemp plant's going to be really good for that. There's a detox kit that you can do for the liver. I haven't done that yet. I'm actually thinking about doing that next month. I want to be dedicated to it. But as far as the hemp moisturizer, the hemp protein, and the hemp oil, those are three things that I'm now taking in a liquid form for the oil, and the hemp protein in a protein shake to get my body into a state of homeostasis. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to be talking about what is nano-enhanced. What does that mean? What does absorption rates mean? But let me leave you with just this thought before we go to break. Thomas Jefferson said that hemp is of first necessity to the wealth and protection of this country. So as we come back here in 2 minutes, we'll continue the conversation of hemp awareness on today's show of Inspired Living Radio. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LoveFirst.info for more information.
Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey Hey guys, welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on the Ohm Times Radio Network live internet-based show talking about hemp plant awareness today. Going to give you a little bit of history, going to be talking about why I am on the journey of using hemp in my dietary supplement now, how I'm feeling as far as chronic pain goes. Right before the break, I was talking about homeostasis and what homeostasis and getting the body into a place of homeostasis. Because what that does is it gets the nervous system working from a psychological standpoint, from a physiology standpoint, from a metaphysical standpoint, from an energy standpoint. When the nervous system is in a steady mode and it's not in a constant fight or flight based on the external environment and the stresses that we go through, political, cultural, economical, what have you, the body starts to work as it should, and homeostasis is the place that you want to get to, because when the nervous system is working, that's when you have more energy, reduce sickness, reduce disease, or like I like to say, dis-ease. Something is causing the body to dis-ease, causing it to, you know, fight against itself. So homeostasis is where the place where you want to get, and hemp is the hemp plant is the tool to help you get to that place of being calm and steady and having a nervous system that functions as it should. Now, I've already given two quotes from two great American presidents, one from Thomas Jefferson and one from Abraham Lincoln. George Washington, our first president here in the United States, is quoted as saying, "Make the most of the Indian hemp seed and sow it everywhere." And again, the Native Americans knew about the power of the hemp plant. I, as a humanitarian, am big on protecting the planet, bringing awareness for the things that we're doing to the planet. I can tell you as a certified diver, when I'm down, 50, 60 feet diving around in this terrestrial world, looking at fish and octopuses and sharks, and I see a plastic water bottle go floating by, it just breaks my heart, because the plastics that we're using and the things that we're putting into our environment and destroying the place that we live based on plastics that don't break down. That also now plays into the part of hemp for me, because it's very, it breaks down, it's natural, it's been around for millennia. And I just tell people today, just as far as part of our job here on Inspired Living Radio is to educate, inspire, because education leads us to a form of knowledge base. The knowledge base gets us to a place of wisdom to better navigate our life, and that wisdom, eventually gets us, hopefully, most of us, to a sense of enlightenment and understanding that we're part of a whole or something bigger than ourselves. And as a humanitarian, that is why I'm such a huge fan of the hemp plant. Again, not to be confused with getting high in marijuana, but actually using the stalk and using the leaves and the roots of the hemp plant to create hemp oil, hemp protein. And I just say, do your history, do your research on the history of hemp, because it's very interesting how it was lobbied out and how it was so used and cultivated, over 10,000 years ago. So let's talk about the history of hemp and how it was cultivated. They say millennia, but we've had great revolutions. So we've had the agricultural revolution that, history would show it was about 10,000 years ago, where we realized that we could live off the planet. We would dig a hole and put a seed in and watch the seed grow and cultivate it. And that was our agricultural industrial revolution, if you will. And then, 300 years ago, we had the industrial revolution, where we realized that we could make parts and we could make steel and we could put these parts together to make, buildings and skyscrapers. And, when we jump into today, we're in the digital revolution as far as how we have our computers and how I'm connecting to you right now through the internet over radio, how things are stored in the cloud and how things are connected. So we've had great revolutions as far as, agricultural, industrial, digital, and the weaving of the fiber of hemp plant began, over 10,000 years ago. So they've done carbon tests that suggested that the wild hemp dates back as far as 8,000 BC. Great Britain is well known. So for my inspired listeners over in the UK and Britain, they used hemp exclusively to actually build their naval fleet. And, cultivating back again to 800 AD for you know, during the era of the 16th century or Henry VIII, where he actually encouraged farmers to plant the crop extensively to provide materials, again, for the British naval fleet, so the British naval fleet could go out and start exploring. So a steady supply of hemp was needed for the construction of its battleships, all of its components, whether it was riggings, pendants, sails, oakum, hemp paper, you know, was used for maps and logs, and even the Bibles that the sellers brought on board were made from hemp paper. So, you know, it's got a long history of the cultivation, and even if you take the word canvas, and most of your historical painters that would paint on canvas, the word canvas actually is derived from the word cannabis. So there's actually a historical tie to cannabis and canvas, and again, dating back as one of many products that the hemp can do. Now, I'm talking today about the hemp oil as far as what we absorb into our body, but I think it's important to be a student of life and to understand history, because when you understand history, you understand your life just a little bit better and where you fit in modern society. So the textiles of the hemp, the paper, the Constitution of the United States. Some of you may not know that the Constitution of the United States is actually written on hemp paper. I've given three quotes from some of our earliest presidents that supported the hemp product, whether smoking it or having it be cultivated, because it was supposed to be our first billion-dollar industry. Hemp fuel, that's, you know, it could be used for fuels. In 1896, Rudolf Diesel, so you've heard of the diesel engine, he produced his famous engine. He was actually the one that discovered the engine and how the pistons work. And like many others, Diesel assumed that the diesel engine would be powered by a variety of fuels, especially like a vegetable or seed oil or a hemp seed oil. And then Henry Ford came along. Again, this is right around the 1920s, 1930s, by a little company called the Ford Motor Company. You may know it today. And he started working with the hemp oil as well to power his Model Ts. But also he started working with biomass conversion of plant producing hemp oil at his Iron Mountain facility there in Michigan. But then he started to work with the engineers to extract methanol, charcoal, fuel, tar, pitch, ethanol, creosote, and all of those together created, you know, what today we would call gasoline, as far as any kind of the oil related industries. And it's just interesting how it took a turn, because the fuel was going to be hemp oil, vegetable oil, linseed oil, all of that. And, you know, during the 1920s, there was, a threat of hemp being, a competitor to these industries. And because the hemp plant is associated with marijuana, there was a lot of lobbying in D.C., as we have today, where you have lobbyists that are trying to speak out against something. And in 1937, with companies wanting to not compete with the hemp industry, including the newspaper industry, the engine industry, the plastic and synthetic polymers, a small company by the name of DuPont started to invent plastics. Started to, see hemp as a threat and as a competitor. So Congress passed what is called the Marijuana Tax Act in 1937, and the decline of hemp effectively began. And it's sad because, hemp has been used for many, many years, and it has many, many benefits. And I just want to share some of the benefits that the hemp plant can, bring forward as far as whether it's a THC or a CBD, but as far as it becoming illegal, that's where the downcline in 1937 of the hemp plant was really started to be taken out of the public as far as all of the consumer goods. It wasn't until 1942 that, and this is interesting, because once the United States outlawed the hemp plant from the 1937 Marijuana Act, Canada followed suit, and then other countries follow suit from that. But during World War II, during 1942, the Japanese invasion of the Philippines actually cut off the U.S. from any kind of major source of imported hemp. So because of demand, to meet demand, because hemp, again, is made with a lot of different, from clothing to rope to textiles to canvas. You may not even know that your first pair of Levi's back in the day when the Levi's were first being manufactured were made with hemp ingredients. Some of the houses, most of the houses that we should have should not be made with wood. They should actually be made with hemp. But it was 1942 that the demand was cut off. And so the U.S. and both Canadian governments lifted restrictions until the end of the war, allowing farmers to, with special permits, they had to grow hemp to supply the war effort. And they encouraged farmers to grow hemp during this period so they could, you know, help with all of the supplies. And so it's just interesting how things, when you look at the history and how things changed. And that's what I wanted to talk today to you about, the hemp plant, from a humanitarian standpoint, as far as it being, you know, biodegradable and breaking down and not harming the environment. You can plant the actual hemp plant in contaminated soil, and the hemp plant roots actually clean the soil. So why not start to put some of those benefits into your body? And then, so we're talking about CBD liquid oil, the absorption rate. What does it mean? What does nano enhanced mean? A lot of different things. So what I would also recommend, if you want to learn more, you can send me a direct message through Facebook, visit my site at marklanehart.com. You can visit my affiliation site at awareness.primemybody.com. That is my affiliation. Again, bringing awareness to you know, those that may not know a lot about the hemp plant. So again, the history of it is important. One of the articles that I follow from MIT called The Thistle, it's about the people's history of, you know, why things that we do today may not be what they always were or what they always appeared to be. So again, the hemp plant has been in existence in North America long before any of the Europeans arrived. Jacques Cartier wrote in the 16th century that the land was the frill of hemp which groweth of itself, which is good as possibly may be seen and is strong. It is known by the time of the Puritans that landed on Plymouth Rock that hemp had reached the continent, and it's grown in nearly every state at one time or another, including, you know, from California to Kentucky to New England to Virginia. Hemp has been part of our history, and then in 1937 it became illegal as a Schedule I drug. Now, the interesting thing about this journey with hemp is, as of right now, and this is changing, 25 of the 50 states have some sort of legalized medical marijuana. I'm here in Washington State, so I know that it's legal here for both medical marijuana, recreational use. There's a difference, recreational and medical. Colorado was the first. Washington then followed suit shortly after for the medical and then the recreational. And I believe it's 25 states out of the 50 now have it approved for either medical or recreational. And, you know, kind of using the psychic awareness of my journey, my intuition, my awareness, this is going to go the same route as Prohibition did. So for those of you that appreciate your alcohol, your beer, your whiskey, your rum, your hard ciders, your scotch, your wine, that was all at one time illegal based on Prohibition. And it took 13 years for it to be ratified across the United States for all 50 states and federally approved. So with the marijuana journey, once all 50 states ratify and approve, whether medical, recreational, the hemp plant is actually going to be taken down as a Schedule I drug, according to the DEA. And so that's why I'm saying that it's hempening. The green rush is coming. Getting on this plant as a part of your supplement into your diet is going to help you feel great. Sharing a little bit of the history of the hemp plant on why it was banned. I mean, you can even, you know, you don't have to take my word for it. You can do your own research. Look up the 1914 $10 bill. The currency of the United States dollar was printed on hemp paper, and there's actually a picture on the back of the $10 bill from 1914 showing farmers' crop, of the hemp crop being harvested because we were taxed. You know, if you were a farmer, you were taxed on the hemp. As far as and required, even in the colonies when they first came over from England, the colonies were required to grow certain acres of hemp and be taxed on that hemp. And with the, you know, the diverse range of over 25,000 different uses of the hemp plant, It's just a matter of time before it is regulated, federalized, taxed, just like marijuana is being taxed. That's a big thing, very similar to today's alcohol. The difference is marijuana, you know, most people that smoke marijuana don't want to go out. They want to sit at home. There's different strains, but there's not a lot of overdoses like you see compared to the narcotics that are affiliated with big pharmaceuticals that have been distributed out in the epidemic that's taken place with that. I don't know of a known a known case where somebody has actually overdosed from using too much marijuana. So, you know, with over 25,000 diverse ranges from, like I said, paints, printing inks, varnishes, paper, government documents, banknotes, food, textiles. Again, the original Levi's were made with hemp cloth, canvas, building materials. You know, the Declaration of Independence is written on hemp paper. Modern technology developments have increased the composite boards, motor vehicle brakes, and clutch pads. All of these, you know, at some point are tied into the hemp plant itself from top to bottom, the top part of the plant being the THC heavy bud for marijuana, the lower half, the root, the stalk, the leaves, all used for the hemp oil that I'm talking about today and the hemp protein. So we're going to be getting ready for our second and last break, but I thought it'd be good just to share a little bit of the history of the hemp plant. And again, the hemp plant has so many more uses than just marijuana and getting high, and incorporated into your diet can really make a difference for your journey. That's what I'm sharing today's show, because it has made a big impact in my journey of getting on the CBD hemp oil in liquid form, the absorption rate into the body, feeling better, not having chronic pain. And when we come back from our second break, I'm going to be talking about the difference between THC, CBD, and what that means for you and your journey. So stick around. We're going to be back here in 2 minutes of Inspired Living Radio talking about hemp plant awareness.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. Again, the phone lines are open. If you have a question and you want to give me a call, the number to call live here on the air, I'll take your call, 1-202-570-7057. You can also post a question on our Facebook page. If you have questions about the hemp plant, awareness to the hemp plant, that's what we're talking about today. For the topic of the show, happy to answer that or have a chat with you live on the air. If you want to also catch me every Monday morning, I'm in the second season of Metaphysical Mocha Mondays through the Intuitive Prospector Facebook page, where it's a live video. I give you a half hour of inspiration, knowledge, prospecting stuff like a spirit animal, a crystal, an affirmation. And then at 8:30 Pacific Standard Time, we have the Prospecting Q&A after show, where I have a direct conversation with you that are tuning in with me through Facebook Live, taking your questions, giving you readings, psychic mediumship, spiritual guidance. So make sure to check me out every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Metaphysical Mocha Mondays with Mark on the Intuitive Prospector page. Love to do some prospecting with you. So we're in, last break is over. The show goes by so quick. I want to talk about THC versus CBD. What is the difference? I want to talk about, show you what sets this nano hemp oil that I'm currently on. I did my research and looked at a lot of different CBD oils to see the difference, the absorption rate. I can tell you for my affiliation with Prime My Body and being a part of this journey with them, their hemp oil, which really is really set apart against other hemp oils that I was researching that I've seen on the market, because you could get on the internet and type in CBD oil, hemp oil, and you're going to get a whole range. What I love about this affiliation with Prime My Body is they're big on the science, how they source the hemp plant as far as the organic process of it, where it comes from, some of it Kentucky, some of it a little bit out of country, but just researching the company. What I love best about and what I saw with my own journey that I'm sharing with you today is the absorption rate of taking a pill CBD form versus a liquid form. So when you take it in the liquid form, this hemp oil, or what I call liquid gold, you actually spray up a couple pumps under your tongue, and it is the what we call the liposomal delivery system, or sublingual. And I know this from my days as a retired firefighter EMT. If somebody was diabetic or if somebody was being poisoned, we would do a delivery through under the tongue sublingual, because it absorbs into the body instantaneously, much quicker, and it doesn't have to be going through the digestive tract and broken down through the stomach. So the absorption rate is really big. And what I loved about the science behind this with this hemp oil that I'm on is it's increased absorption rate and bioavailability into the body. And so what they did is they took 5 milligram dose of the nano-enhanced hemp oil that I'm currently taking, and they did it compared to a 10 milligram dose of the pharmaceutical synthetic cannabinoid CBD oil, and it showed literally a 5.5 fold increase on not only just bioavailability, but the absorption rate into the body, and it was leading over any pharmaceutical company out there. And again, I stay away from big pharmaceuticals now. I was, when I had my chronic pain, I broke my back twice. I was given all sorts of narcotics. Great for taking the pain away, but horrible on the body, horrible on the organs. And you're seeing in the media, you're seeing in the public that just how bad the pharmaceuticals have been rolling out these hydrocodones, these pain clinics, when the natural process of the hemp plant has been in front of us this entire time as far as the history of it. And Carl Sagan, there was a quote that he talked about, that the legality of cannabis is outrageous. It's an impediment to full utilization of a drug which helps produce the serenity and insight, sensitivity, and fellowship so desperately needed in this increasingly mad and dangerous world. Now, he said that years ago, and this is Carl Sagan. If you don't know who Carl Sagan is, he's a renowned scientist, astronomer, astrochemist, author, a very intelligent man, very high IQ. And for him to speak up at the time, this would have been in the late 80s, talking about this, keeping this plant illegal just doesn't make sense, especially in a mad and dangerous world. And I think it's more a little bit more mad and chaotic today than it was back then. But history, we all say that, right? History, our history has always been, has a violence to it. And being in the hemp plant world, something I wrote my papers about in college years ago, talking about the benefits of hemp, having the hemp legalized completely. For the, like I said, the 25,000 different aspects that it can be used for, having the hemp plant be a part of the dietary supplement to get the body into a homeostasis format. I think that's very important so the nervous system can function as it should. As far as using the hemp plant for construction, getting away from plastics. Again, the plastic started to be invented in the 1930s, so I find it very interesting how we have so much plastic in our planet now. Some of the studies that I've seen, they've talked about by 2050, which again is not too far away, that there'll be more plastic particles in the ocean than there is fish. So think about that for a second. More plastic particles in the ocean than fish. We're seeing even aspects of the hydrocodone from the pharmaceutical company showing up here in the oysters here in the Pacific Northwest. Some of the oysters that have been examined are showing traces of narcotics in the actual oysters and clams being sourced from the beaches. So, these toxins are spilling over into our environment. We're not doing a very good job of taking care of our planet. So why not start thinking about hemp for your journey to feel better, to be better for a place for our planet as humanitarian, and getting away from things that don't serve us or don't serve our planet. So that's why I'm talking about hemp. I'm very passionate about it. Like I said, I wrote papers back in college about the sustainability of the hemp plant, and I'm seeing it hempening. So what is nano-enhanced? What does that mean? What is nano-enhanced? So this spray, this oil that you spray and pump into your mouth is a nano-enhanced. So the way that I would explain the formation, as far as anything that is a particle that's under 100 nanometer, people call it a nanotech just because of the size. So if you've heard the term nanotech, the lipid particles in the body that, from a cellular rate that are called cleomicrons, and they help move the triglycerides of the blood. There's cells within the blood. The nano-enhanced oil is absorbed through the lip or under the tongue, and they're very smart particles, which allows them to connect and absorb into at the cellular level, and then those cells are carried through the blood. And I know this from my own condition. I have a condition called trilipidemia, where there's too much fatty, and it's hereditary. There's nothing I can do about it except exercise, good heart health, meditate, take hemp plant as my dietary supplement to help that cellular hemp absorption rate get into the body, so I'm having a very healthy lifestyle. Because of triglycerides or trilipidemia, you get fatty tissue in the blood, and what that leads to buildup of the arterial walls, the veins, and that's where you end up leading to stroke, heart attack, and not continuing on with your journey. And I want to continue on with my journey. So that's why I started to look at the CBD oil in the pill form 9 months ago, switched over to the liquid form, and have seen a tremendous, tremendous result in using hemp, liquid hemp into my dietary supplement, along with hemp moisturizer that I put on my skin and a hemp protein powder called Chocolate Love. It's actually really good. It's better tasting than the hemp oil, I'll be honest with you. There's a little citrus taste with the hemp oil. It kind of tastes like wheatgrass, if you know what wheatgrass tastes like. But you absorb it, you hold it under your tongue for about 30 seconds to a minute, and then you swallow, and it's not great tasting, but again, you're not taking it for the taste, you're taking it to get into homeostasis, which I talked at the opening of the show. It does have a trace of THC, but it is definitely under the federal regulation of 0.3%, And some of the things that THC versus CBD into the body. So the THC, again, is the top half of the hemp plant, the bud. That's where your marijuana is manufactured. The CBD, or the lower half of the hemp plant, which includes the roots, the stalk, and the plant leaves, is then harvested organically and put into the hemp oil. And then it's then broken down even farther as a nano-enhanced spray that you spray under your tongue, which gives you great absorption rate into the body and helps you with whatever you're suffering from. Again, I suffer from chronic pain, so getting out of that pain into homeostasis so I don't have chronic pain is why I started taking this. So what are some of the things that the THC does and the CBD does? It protects against cancer. They're showing from several studies that certain strains of marijuana are actually killing breast cancer patients. The cells, it's actually attacking the cells in breast cancer, and breast cancer patients are seeing a great result of using marijuana. I can tell you from a personal journey that my father-in-law, before he passed from his multiple sclerosis, the only thing that helped him was medical marijuana. He would have seasickness-like symptoms. He would have a joint of THC, and it would actually calm him. Now, CBD, also the plant itself, can protect against cancer. It reduces nausea. It reduces pain. I can speak from firsthand experience. Now, the oil sometimes can cause drowsiness, but it can also give you focus, and it can give you energy. Where the THC, if you're smoking the marijuana or taking THC, can actually increase your appetite. Both THC and CBD, hemp oil, are an antidepressant. Both actually relieve spasms. The CBD oil or the hemp oil actually can decrease seizures, and it can reduce anxiety. CBD oil can be also antibacterial, so it can become a cleanser. Like I said, the roots of the hemp plant can actually clean dirty soil or contaminated soil. You plant a whole field of hemp in contaminated soil. Within 1 year, it is actually cleaning the soil as a natural filter. So that just shows you the power. I can tell you that the hemp itself, because it grows so much faster compared to trees, which take, trees can take years to grow. Hemp creates over 25,000 different products, like I said, but it's also, it's eco-friendly, it's renewable, and it doesn't deprive the earth of anything. Hemp has the ability to clean our soil, water, and our air if we incorporate it back into society. So that's pretty powerful as far as a plant that does that. I was thinking of Larry King. He talked about some years ago, if you know Larry King, the old former talk show host that was well known, but he talked about it. He said, if I had four chiefs of police on and I raised the question, if neither one was legal, marijuana or liquor, and you could only legalize one, what would you legalize? And they all answered, so all these police chiefs at the same time answered marijuana, because they had never seen a murder committed while someone was under the influence of marijuana. And 80% of the homicides at that time, 80% of the homicides that they investigated were alcohol related. And, even Larry King is saying, I just think alcohol is more dangerous than marijuana. But in our society today, alcohol is legal and prevalent everywhere. But THC, CBD, there's still some laws that apply to that. Now, I can tell you the hemp oil that I'm talking about today is legal in all 50 states. So just want to make that very clear that it is legal. But some of the benefits of using the hemp oil that I'm on, again, there's twofold. One for your mind. It helps relieve anxiety, depression, panic disorder, OCD, PTSD, neurological disorders such as schizophrenia. If it's something that you're thinking about for your body versus your mind, which I take it for both my mind and my body, I take it for pain relief and inflammation. So if you have anti-inflammatory response, which about 20 million people in the United States alone have, you may not realize it, which actually causes pain, but it helps fight cancer. The hemp oil actually relieves nausea, like I said. It promotes cardiovascular health at that cellular level, moving the fatty tissues out of the blood so the heart can work as it should. It has a lower risk of diabetes, it treats seizures, and it can actually reduce acne as well. So, you know, it's covering very, it can be a bone stimulant, it can do, if you have rheumatoid arthritis, this is something that you'll definitely want to think about incorporating into your diet, and not to be confused, like I said, with THC and marijuana of getting high, because with the hemp oil, the hemp protein powder, with the hemp moisturizer, there is no psychoactive high within these products. It does contain, like I said, it's under the federal regulation of 0.3%, so it contains a little bit of THC, but not enough to get you high, and not enough to actually register for any kind of drug test, because they're looking for THC on it. If so, for some of you that are thinking drug tests, you know, it's very similar to if you were to eat a poppy seed muffin before taking a test at work. You would test positive for opium, right? So it's that kind of that same thing. But because the THC is so low in how it's manufactured and it's biodegradable and organic and put into the bottles, it has that 0.3% of THC that's under the federal regulations for law. So I can tell you with a psychic prediction, as we get ready to close this show, I can't believe how fast this show went by. I could talk about this forever because THC and hemp, the hemp plant, the CBD that comes from it, it's just amazing. And I'm, you know, like I said, I'm a big fan of trees. I get out in nature. It's very friendly. It's earth friendly as a humanitarian, being earth friendly, and it's friendly to our trees. I mean, the hemp, 10 acres of hemp is grown about every 4 months. So if you think about that, it takes, as little as 100 days for hemp to mature and to be processed and be used within that 25,000 different modalities I was talking about, where trees mature in 50 to 100 years, but yet we're still cutting down trees to build houses, to print newspapers. Let's see if we can change that. So get on board with the green rush, as I say, because it is happening. And just check it out. Do your own research. Learn from it. I want to thank you today for hanging out with me. Talking about hemp plant awareness. If you want more information, visit me at marklanehart.com. You can visit my affiliation at awareness.primemybody.com. Happy to answer any questions that you may have. And I'll just leave you again with this quote from Thomas Jefferson. Hemp is of the first necessity to the wealth and protection of the country. We'll be back next Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of Inspired Living Radio here on the Ohm Times Radio Network. Until then, have a great week. Be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste.